Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear
Where
the music?
Are you? I cannot hear the music.
You can't hear the music. Hey, and this time, it's not my technology fault. It's the music is there. The music is there. And this time, you know, last time we recorded, it was my fault on my end for a while. I had stuck it in the wrong hole.
That's what she said.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Dookie. You can't hear me again?
I can hear you. Yay.
Oh, good. Good, good. Yeah, welcome back to another episode of the Morning Dookie. You know, it's a new segment of the podcast. We do a couple times a week, you know, a short one. You know, shout out to Senjin Boychuk for that incredible intro, outro music as always. And this week we have Safety Girl Tanya. What's up?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, fuck, it's so good. It's like 10 to 7 in the morning. I'm starting, getting ready to start shift here, and you look like you got some major bedhead, and you're drinking your coffee.
Absolutely. It was a long drive yesterday, Now I'm just enjoying a slow day.
I saw that you created my hand.
You cut out again. Damn, this technology stuff.
Yeah, so did you. This technology stuff is not great. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I see you got some Crooked Creek donuts yesterday. How are those?
The one that I had was fabulous. The other ones might have some videos to be made, and then I have company coming this morning. So they were fabulous. Oh, it was heaven.
I can only usually do one. They come with four, or you can get one, but I usually get four, and I have to give the other three away, because as we're finding out this morning, sugar and me are mixed.
I have seen you after one energy drink, and I have almost wanted to call the medic for you.
Oh, my. So, like, I recently got into energy drinks, and I can only do one a week, because one energy drink usually has me bopping for a couple days. It is wild. Like, I see how you guys, or not you guys, but, like, I see how people, like, you know, get addicted and, you know, hey, you know what? I'm going to stay up all night and then just take an energy drink. Because, like, honestly, I feel that. And, you know, it helps maximize your evenings and your days.
Your cardiologist will also hate you. Just saying.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I got a video planned for that.
It's coming. And I just got to get an energy drink. But this morning, I had a coffee. And I usually, when I have like a coffee, I'll get like a blend, a house blend. And I'll put two packs of hot chocolate in there, a little bit more sugar, and then some sweetener. And that usually sends me for the whole day. And like this morning, I'm wired right up. Like, there is no nap happening. I don't need one.
Nice. I'm just starting the day with just regular coffee, a little bit of hazelnut. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about enough caffeine for me for the day.
Absolutely.
There might be a Crooked Creek donut for breakfast, but
that's not
good. What can I say? The cinnamon ones are awesome.
So congratulations, by the way, on reaching 5,000 followers on the old Tiki Talk. Like, that's huge.
Thank you very much. And thank you to everybody that followed. Yes, it was a long time coming, but I was thinking I'm going to stay at 4,500 forever. But I get it. No one listens to the Safety Girl at work anyway. So why do you want to follow her on TikTok?
I was talking about it with my coworker the other day. We're sitting there and he's like, she just commented on that video we did together. Who is she? I'm like, you don't know who Safety Girl Tanya is? You're not doing TikTok right. He's like, oh, I guess I'll follow back. I'm like, yeah, man. And then we looked and I'm like, I don't know how. You were at 4,800. I'm like, I don't know how she only has 4,800 followers. She's been at it for like 2-3 years now. And like, sure, content's really good, right? And like you said, nobody wants to follow the Safety Girl. No one wants to listen to the Safety Girl, right? And then, you know, I looked back. You did you reposted an old video and it worked for you. You know, it took off and you got the followers out of it. So, hey, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yes, I try to make stuff as funny as I can be. There's some stuff that, you know, I tried to do a few of those little educational videos because that's what I do, is onboarding and orientation. So I know where to get your tickets. I know what tickets, at least on the service side, you know, on the fracking side, on the service rig side, the basic tickets, those I know. That's my gig. But other than a few little educational ones, you got to have some fun with it, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Did you see my video the other day where it was like, I don't know why there's not a faster acting antidepressant. And I had the winch line from the 400 barrel. And I just showed it. It was swinging in the background. I just showed it. I posted it everywhere. It took off on Instagram. And then as fast as it took off on Instagram, it got taken down and it's not coming back. And a lot of people commented on it. They were like, that's funny. That's dark humor. And I was just trying to shed attention on mental health, right? In the trades and in blue collar and stuff like that. And a lot of people are like, I received some messages and it was like, hey, man, you know, I know people who actually hung themselves and have done this and that. And, you know, I'm a little bit, disappointed in your post. And I'm like, man, that is exactly why I posted it, right? Because, like, we're not talking about it. Everyone is like, mental health this and mental health that, and you know, we're talking about it more, but when someone makes a post like that and you shun it, it's like, well, you know, you're just sliding it under the rug again. And it was meant to start a conversation and it kind of did, but then some people were like, oh, you know, you're hurting my feelings, you know? And it's like, well, you know, it created a conversation a little bit. But then, you know, came some people who couldn't handle that. Well, my coworker's son did it, or my coworker did it, or someone in my family did it. And it's like, you know what? Okay, yeah, all right, let's talk about it. Let's do that. But the moment you're like, hey, I don't like this and I'm reporting it, it means that you couldn't handle your own emotions and you couldn't keep scrolling. Because when you comment on it and when you interact with it, it's going to send you more videos like that, right? And, you know, I was a little disappointed that it got taken down, because I saw a video the other day of a guy. He was on his motorbike and he had it parked and he was like standing over it with binoculars. And he's like, when I was a kid, I used to sit there and look at bikes. Now I'm an adult with a bike staring at kids. And, you know, that post has hundreds of thousands of views and even more likes. And, you know, it gets to stay up. But mine that talks about mental health in our industry and whatnot comes down. And, you know, I appealed it and I lost, right? And how many times did that one about children get probably reported and it's still up, you know? And
with some of these algorithms and some of the people, it's such a horrible double standard. I mean, if you can't take it and you don't like it, just scroll and move on. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're uncomfortable with that dark of humor, just move on.
Yeah.
There's no reason to make the comments or, you know, report stuff. Like, be an adult, maybe have that private conversation with you about why. But I mean, dark humor is how most of us cope with a lot of stuff in life. So
yeah, absolutely. And that's what it was. And it was like shedding light in a dark, humorous way. Right. And I understand why it would trigger some people. My boss said to me, Benny, he said to me, he's like, you know what? Like I know someone that's done it and it made me feel a certain way, but that's not on you. Right. No. He's like that is not your job to care about my feelings. He's like, I didn't say nothing. I didn't like it. That was my way of saying, hey, you know, like it's not for me, by not interacting, by not liking it. He's like, it's not up to me to decide whether your post stays or goes. It made me feel a certain way. That's it. And I was like, yeah, man, exactly. And he's like, I thought it was funny otherwise, but had I not had someone do that, I would have liked it. And he's like, it gave me a little chuckle, but like, you know, I sat on that video for a while, right? I sat on that stitch and I'm like, I got to make this work somehow. And then I'm sitting here in the truck, I'm looking at the winch line swinging in front of me in the wind, and I see the little part of the noose and I'm like, oh my God, I have something for that stitch now. And I just went and I did it. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised it didn't take off a little bit more on TikTok. I'm kind of glad it did. Not everything needs to go viral because, you know, everyone's like, oh, I want to go viral. Well, are you ready for that? Right. Exactly. And some things just don't need to go viral. And that's one of them because it went, it had like 50,000 views in an hour on Instagram. And I was just like, nice. Yeah.
And I was, I'm in the same boat as Benny. I mean, I had a little chuckle. You know, the stuff that I've been through in the last year. So
yeah,
that kind of stuff is just like, yeah, okay, I get it. It's a little dark, but I just, you know, and there's some other ones that you've posted where, you know, as safety girl, I can't like them. I just, you're doing unsafe things. We're going to have a little chat about your little fox friend, by the way, later on.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even the worst person for that. He's actually, I'm not doing it. I guess I was the other day, but some of my coworkers are actually like, you know, feeding him right from the hand. He's coming up to them on night shift especially, and like he's a little silver fox and they're trying to get him in the truck, you know. Apparently they had him in the truck one day and like he jumped up and he took some food and he sat there, and I'm like, I wouldn't want to be alone in a cab that small. If he gets frightened, you know, like you're fucked. And like, and there's actually a coyote hanging around here too with him. And they're like, you know, trying, I don't know who's listening to this, so I got to be more careful. But yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. So just be careful, please.
Yeah.
Because yeah, if you guys get hurt by one of them, or let's be honest, site rules, don't feed the wildlife.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, his den is over there. You can tell where he's hanging out and whatnot. And he's been running up and down lease here. And I've been watching him. I threw him a little bit of a muffin. You know, winter's coming. He looks pretty fat. He looks well-fed. He's been hanging out around the laydown, too. And you can tell, like, you know, people are feeding him. He's well-fed.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, so there's some content on TikTok and Instagram that, yeah, I can have a chuckle at. But just can't do that. Can't like it. But that's my own personal thing. And that's why I just have a little internal giggle and move on. It's the same reason,
you know,
people making comments too. It's like, you do know that by adding that negative comment, you're just driving more videos of mine onto your feed, and I will be annoying.
And right now, you know, the algorithm takes turns with content creators, right? Like, it'll push your shit for a while, and then it'll just like, all right, you know, I'm going to give you a little bit of views. It'll dial you back a little bit. And right now, my content is fucking, like, pushing hard, right? Like, I've gotten quite a bit of views in over the last couple of weeks here. I've been pumping them out pretty good with my coworkers and stuff. We've been having some fun. And the algorithm's like, all right, your turn. And I know that's going to come to an end, right? And probably soon the algorithm will be like, hey, you know what? It's someone else's turn now. And that's fine. I like that. But right now I'm having fun. And the more you comment, no matter how negative it is, you're just helping my case. And even when I went live the other night and there was a steady 80 people in my live at any given time. When I ended that live, 6,000 people had passed through there in an hour and a bit. Right. And that's one of my better like live streams. Right. I've never had that before. And, you know, that says a lot to how my content is being pushed right now. And you can tell, like, yeah,
you have new friends, too. So that's helping drive some of your, you know, new followers, new content ideas, which is nice. It's nice to see you interacting with new people. And
yeah, I'm enjoying
content, too. Right.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. You know, for the longest time, I was taking a step back for a little bit and I took my foot off the gas pedal and, you know, it felt like I was struggling to make content for a little bit. I was just like, I have these ideas, but like, you know, I'm just going to take a little break and I'll put one out here and there and I'll just repost some old stuff. And then when I started here, all these guys are on TikTok too. They're smaller creators, but they're still there. And you know what? Charlie over here, he's got some really good ideas. He's over there right now. And he's got some really good ideas that he doesn't do himself. That's not his type of content. But he's like, man, I have this idea for you. And I usually hate when people come at me and be like, I have an idea for a video for you. And it's like, I don't want to hear it, right? I don't say that, but I just usually smile and like, you know, okay. But Charlie's ideas, even if like he finds the sound and then he's like, what can you do with this? And I'm like, I like that sound. Here's my idea, right? And I've given him some. He comes to me and he's like, man, I made this video. but I don't know how to use it. And I'm like, I know how you can use that. And it's good to have that fresh life brought into it, right? And for the longest time, I had to play both characters. And now I'm working with people that, like, also want to make them. So, like, they can be that second character, right? And I don't have to, like, do different jump cuts and have myself in different outfits. It's somebody else that's there and that looks different from me. And it looks cool. And you know what? I'm having a lot of fun again.
Excellent. And that's what this stuff is all about. Have some fun.
Yeah.
Educate a little bit, but have fun. Don't take this too seriously.
Yeah.
Learn a little bit, have some fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I get to go home in 4 days. I'm going home on my first set of days off from this, and it feels like it flew by. I'm not doing the 5 weeks in anymore, 6 weeks in. I'm here for 20 days, right? And 20 days, when you're used to the 5 to 6 weeks, it flies by. Holy shit. And you know, they fly me in and out. It's I'm not getting caked in toxic chemicals anymore. This is great. I'm enjoying it. Benny asked me how I'm liking the job. I'm like, man, I love this. And he's like, oh, I didn't think you'd like it coming from Coldflow. And I'm like, well, man, what do you mean? Like, I work a 12-hour day. And sometimes when I'm watching my coworker work, I'm like, man, we have to get this done. Why are you being so slow? And I have to take a step back from that and realize that, like, we're here for 12 hours no matter what. Take as long as you need, because we're not here until it's done. We're here regardless until 6 o'clock. Then we're being switched out by night shift. I actually have a night shift now. I'm not here for 17, 18, 30 hours anymore, right? It's like, all right, soon as 6 o'clock hits, I'm being switched out. Take as long as you need, bud, because that takes all day and we can't finish it, someone else will. And it's going to take some getting used to, but, like, that's where I'm at now. It's crazy.
It'll be a total mind shift.
Yep.
Your scheduling and everything, but you're going to find that your brain and your body are going to thank you.
It's already happening. I'm not tired like I was before. I'm getting back at camp around 6:30, 6:45. I can plan an evening around that rather than, like, hey, I'm being called out at 12 in the afternoon and I'm not going to be back till 2 a.m. And, you know, at 2 a.m. on my way back to the shop, dispatch sees that I'm on my way back. Oh, hey, can you go do another job for me? You know, I'm not sitting in my room dreading that the phone is going to ring. I couldn't relax before. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't, like, relax when I got back to my room because the phone is always going to ring. And it's just not happening now. There's a night shift. Someone else is there to handle that. I'm not needed at night, you know? And it's kind of nice. It's really nice to actually be able to do. I can be like, hey, want to record a podcast tonight at 8 o'clock? Absolutely. Cool. I will see you there at 8. And I have, like, an hour and a half to plan and get ready for that when I get back.
And it's all about the work-life balance. When you go home in 4 days, you're gonna know that, hey, I've got 10 days to get stuff done, you know.
Yep.
Travel places, do things around the house, play with the kids, take your wife on a date night. Like, it's nice to have those schedules, the on-call 24/7, and, you know, 5-6 weeks out, that's hard on your mind, hard on your body, and hard on your family. So they're going to love, it I think sure your girls is. Are going to love,
yep.
love a schedule.
Yep. It's 10 days off. This day's off is my sister's coming to visit. It's my daughter's birthday party. You know, I told you about that the other day. She's turning 7 this year, and she's already 7, which was the weirdest part about here was I've never missed one of my daughter's birthdays, right? Like, I've been home because I've been able to have that schedule where I can make it on my own, but, like, I only came home for birthdays and Christmas, right? That's the only time I came home. I didn't miss a birthday, and I didn't miss Christmas. Well, now I missed her birthday, but I'm going to be home more in the long run. And longer, and I'm making more money. So, like, you know, I missed her birthday, but we plan from the last time I worked in Fort Mac and had a schedule like that. You know, we learned to plan around differently for those holidays where we had Thanksgiving a week before or a week after. We were able to have my daughter's birthday a week later as her birthday party. She still got to celebrate, you know, with my other daughter and my wife. Hey, happy birthday. And I called her and it was like, hey, happy birthday, babe. I don't know why I said babe, but happy birthday, kid, you know. And whatnot. And, you know, she knows that I'm still thinking of her. She was a little upset I wasn't there, but I'm going to be there for her birthday party. And I'm going to be there more than just for the birthday. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to miss as much, you know? And I think that's the real trade-off in the end.
And it's not always about just that exact moment in time. It's about the time spent afterwards too, right? She's going to remember you being there and the party with your sister and her cool auntie safety girl coming in to visit. And
you're gonna come.
I have some ideas. I haven't been to a little kid's birthday party in forever, so I have really cool
ideas. Come on down. We're going to have a lot of food. So, you know, we got to get through it. More the merrier.
But she's going to remember that party more than her actual birthday.
Yeah. Her birthday will be like a blip compared to the party, right? She's like, oh, I woke up. I turned 7. There was a bunch of presents there from, you know, family that couldn't be here. And then her party is like, I woke up that day. Everybody I loved was there. And, you know, my friends. And we had this celebration. And I got more presents. And my dad was there, you know. And that's gonna be a core memory. Rather than just, I woke up today and I was 7. I celebrated the day and I moved on with my life.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
She's going to have a blast. And 4 more days and you get to go home. So, yay.
I'm excited. And I'm excited for this new schedule and my new, you know, lifestyle, right? Because a couple weeks ago, I was talking to Brian from Blue Collar Standard. And he said, I don't care who you are. 5 weeks is no way to make a life. You can't have a life on that. That is not any way to have one. And you know what? Now, on 20 and 10 is the best schedule. You know, you have 20 days off. But then you get 10 or 20 days on, and then you get 10 days to relax, put your feet up. And the best part is I live in Edmonton. It's not like I'm flying to like Ontario. I literally leave here at 8:30 in the morning. I get home at 9:30. It's an hour flight. I have that whole day. And then when I come back to work, my flight's at 6:30 at night. I get here at 7:30. I have a whole day to spend before I leave again. You know what I mean? And you know, it's a good solid 10 days altogether.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We're liking that.
Absolutely.
Who's on the podcast this week?
Yeah, that's what I was actually gonna get to. You know what? I'm not sure which one I'm gonna put up. It could be the geologist. I think that's the one that's next in line. We talked to a geologist who works here. I've never had one on before. And, you know, I didn't think the conversation was going to be that much fun, you know, talking about dirt and sand and bones and shit out that other shit you can find under the ground. And I think I'm going to put the geologist episode up. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We have 99 episodes recorded. 96 are just going up. That's also what I'm doing on these days off. Episode 100 is going to be recorded. So.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
Excellent. I can't wait.
I'm pumped.
Can't wait to listen to them. I listened to a few on my way up and back to Dawson Creek this week. So it was a little sad driving through Fox Creek. I was going to stop, but then I realized he's not there anymore.
You know what?
I've
gotten a lot of, I've gotten a lot of comments about it. I've gotten a lot of people asking, hey, you're not in Fox anymore. And like, you know what? 7 years of my life was spent there, right? And I owe a lot to Fox, I feel like. That's where my content took off. It's where it started. And, you know, it was hard to leave the people, hard to leave my brothers in Fox. It was easy to walk away from the company. Like, you know, not to say I didn't like the company, but it was easy to walk away, right? It was the opportunity, and Terry understood. Terry was more than like supportive about it. He's like, man, he's like, I can't pay you what they're paying you. And that's a good opportunity for you and your family, you know, and like, best of luck. You're always welcome back here. And so, you know, I hope I never have to take him up on that, but you know,
it's good to have options.
It's good to have options. It's good to know that if this doesn't work out, I'm not, you know, without a job, you know, and that's the reputation I've built for myself over the years. You know, like I've worked hard and I've brought something more to the table than just work ethic too. You know, I've been told by them and many other people, you know, I help morale. I like to joke around, have a good time while also working hard. And a lot of people really like that. So.
Perfect. And you know, sometimes just one little video that just perk somebody's day up makes it worthwhile.
Absolutely. Tanya, thanks for coming on the Morning Dookie. You know, I appreciate it. You know, I'd love to have you on for another episode, like a full one here, and after 100 airs, you know, where after 100, I'm gonna be planning, you know, more episodes, and I want you to come back on. You know, I feel like our relationship has evolved a little bit since then. You know, we went from being just, you know, TikTok nemesis, you know, the sugar's kicking in, my brain's frenemies. We're frenemies, you know, we're frenemies. You've been to my house. You helped me set up a trampoline, which
safely,
you know,
of course.
Well, the screws aren't in still, but you know, it's
Richard.
Oh shit, Tanya! Thanks for coming on the Morning Dookie.
All right. Well, you have a safe day. Behave yourself.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely. You as well. And hey, stay frosty.
Absolutely.
Let me know if you can hear the outro music. Can you hear it now? Yeah.
Nope.
Wow.
That's technology.
Technology.